Mike Pence says he won't invoke 25th Amendment against Trump in letter to Pelosi. By Kyle Morris on January 12, 2021. Vice President Mike Pence sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, on Tuesday and stated he would not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Donald Trump from office. The letter, which was released as the House met to vote on calling on Pence to convene and mobilize President Trump's cabinet to remove him from the White House. Pence began his remarks by reflecting on last week's events that unfolded at the U.S. Capitol, calling it a moment that demonstrated to the American people the unity that is still possible in Congress when it is needed most. But now, with just 8 days left in the president's term, you and the Democratic caucus are demanding that the cabinet and I invoke the 25th Amendment, Pence told Pelosi. I do not believe that such course of action is in the best interest of our nation or consistent with our Constitution. Last week I did not yield to pressure to exert power beyond my constitutional authority to determine the outcome of the election. And I will not now yield to efforts in the House of Representatives to play political games at a time so serious in the life of our nation, Pence added. Pence also told Pelosi that he believes invoking the 25th Amendment in such a manner would set a terrible precedent. In concluding his letter, Pence warned Pelosi and other members of Congress to avoid actions that would further divide and inflame the passions of the moment. Earlier on Tuesday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said that if Pence and the cabinet do not invoke the 25th Amendment, President Trump will be impeached by the House, and as the law requires, tried by the Senate. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.